Joining us from his home in Syracuse, New York, is Thomas Patterson. He is the Bradley Professor of Government and the Press at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government, and he has written extensively about the relationship between politics and the press. Mr. Patterson, let's talk for a moment about how important this pair of presidential debates will be for the candidates of the two major parties. Obviously, Bob Dole, who is running behind in the polls, has more to gain and presumably less to lose.
You know, this is in some ways Dole's big chance to sort of turn the campaign around. You know, I don't know that the first debate is a make-or-break opportunity for Dole, but, you know, if he's going to get some momentum going, it has to be in this first debate. And historically, these debates have tended to work to the advantage of challengers. Now, the question, I think, is whether Dole can take advantage of that opportunity.
You write in your book, Out of Order, that the press, in its relentless rat-a-tat-tat about the relationship, the competitive relationship of the candidates, tends to hammer home the negativity, and that debates have tended in the past to improve the voters' views of both candidates.
Well, that's almost always been the case, that when the American public gets a chance to see these candidates sort of direct and unmediated, they walk away with a better impression than they came to the debates with. What's interesting about the debates, I think, is that the debates require candidates to be relatively positive in tone. Television doesn't work very well if you're extremely negative. I think that's the problem that Dole ran into in his 1976 vice presidential debate. He threw a lot of barbed one-liners at Walter Mondale. They were partisan attacks. And I think he misjudged his audience. This is not a partisan audience. It's a very general audience. It's the largest audience that the candidates will have during the campaign. And they've come essentially to sort of hear the candidates talk about their own ideas. And, you know, it really is a time, I think, where the candidates have to be positive or they risk a backlash from the viewers.
I recall one recent debate where it seemed to me that the election changed hands just absolutely on that night. And that was in 1980 when President Carter had been unable to resolve the hostage crisis, but voters who were distressed with Carter were still reluctant to consider his opponent because he was a former actor, and many thought him a political extremist, and the press had painted him in that way, I think. And then Ronald Reagan aced it on the night of the debate.
One thing that Reagan was able to do in 1980, and it worked against the image of Reagan that Carter had been trying to create. Carter had been painting Reagan as an extremist, and Reagan came across as a thoughtful, moderate, mainstream politician.
Nice is the word that comes to my mind.
Nice is an apt description, and it put to rest the fears of a lot of voters, the reservations they had.
It seems to me that what Senator Dole would have to do is to somehow turn around the notion that people have of him as a kind of a dark and brooding figure, of a person who lacks the president's optimism.
Well, I think he'll have to come across as thoughtful person with ideas, and he certainly has some pieces in his platform that I think would work well for him in the debate, the tax cut proposal. And I think he has to come across as funny rather than witty. I think he has to come across as a decent, caring, warm individual to overcome the image that's developed of him during the campaign.
What do you think about the idea that these debates will be, as you have put it, unmediated? There will be no reporters asking questions. There'll just be one moderator. And when questions are asked in the second debate, they'll come from voters in a town hall format.
Well, I think the format will work probably to Clinton's advantage. When you have four journalists asking questions, at least three of them are likely to stay up all night, trying to think of something that they can trip the candidates up with. I think that's much less likely to occur with a moderator, and judging from the experience of the Richmond debate in 1992, the questions that ordinary citizens ask are fairly straightforward. I think Clinton does quite well in that setting. I think both candidates will handle the questions quite well. But my own feeling about these debates is, if Dole is going to win, Clinton has to make a major mistake. And if you look back at the debates that have swung votes in a significant way, usually it's because one of the candidates has made a mistake, rather than because one of the candidates has had a sterling performance. So that I think this format is going to work largely to Clinton's advantage.
Thomas Patterson of Harvard University. His most recent book is called Out of Order.